Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, dear Christian friends. Our text is the gospel read earlier, especially verse 34. You brood of vipers, how can you, who are evil, say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. This is the word of the Lord. What are you going to do when someone criticizes you as a pastor, as a deaconess, or a professor? How will you respond if someone goes so far as to call you bad names? Even if they say all kinds of evil against you, what will you do? Those things will happen. And it's good to have in mind our response, but even more importantly, what will you do when it is the Lord who criticizes you? When it is the Lord who calls you a bad name? And yes, even when the Lord says that you are evil, then what will you do? That's what struck me when I looked at the gospel appointed for today. Jesus calls his hearers a brood of vipers who are evil. Well, being a guest pastor, the first thing, of course, that I would do would be to go to the other lesson and see what that had to say and preach on it instead. And so I turn to Isaiah 41, the other choice. Verse 14 starts, "Do not fear, you worm, Jacob." I wasn't going to get away from calling you something. So I thought I might as well tackle it head on. Oh, it's certain that we could all feel very comfortable and we could find somebody else that we could call a brood of vipers, somebody else that we could call a worm. But if we always apply the harsh and hard words of God's law to somebody else, we're never going to be able to hear the sweetness of the gospel applied to ourselves. And we're also not going to do like some of the commentaries and try to make the term worm a term of endearment. It kind of takes away the force of the passage if God refers to you as a worm and then you try to turn that into something really, really good. What if we just admitted that we are worms and snakes in the eyes of God, as we confess our sins of thought, word, and deed, we also confess our nature as worm, snake, and evil. Then we receive God's forgiveness and God's strength and that newness of life. So today, you have a viper speaking to worms about our weakness and God's strength, about our evil and God's holiness, about our sin and God's grace, so that we can see what a worm can do and show what God can do with a snake. Well, it's hard to be snakes without thinking about the Garden of Eden and the devil appearing as a snake and the evil that was attached to that. And sure enough, that follows through in verse 34, where it said, "How can you who are evil say anything good?" As ones who are preparing to preach and teach God's word as pastors, to serve God's people as deaconesses, to teach pastors as professors, we are prepared to say not just anything good, but to say everything good from God. So this is a good question for us to consider. I've always had to consider lots of other questions before I preach, like, how can you who are grade point average challenge say anything really smart? Or how can you who are kind of on the boring side say anything really interesting? Well, what do we do when people criticize us in those ways? We say, "I'm doing my best, I'll try harder." But what do we do when the Lord asks us, "How can you, who are evil, say anything good?" It certainly won't do to say, "I'm trying my best, I'll try harder." I think the only thing that we can do is like the lady did when Jesus said that it wasn't right to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. He was calling her a dog. And instead of arguing with that or trying to change it to something good, she said, okay, I'm a dog. But even dogs get the scraps that fall from the master's table. And so we confess, Lord, I am a worm. I'm a snake. I'm evil. There are no good words in my heart. Deliver me from evil. Forgive my sin. And as God's law touches us in that way, we then receive those words of forgiveness. And these next words that I'm going to say are words that the pastors here will say a lot. Those preparing to be pastors will say many, many times, but always hear them for yourselves first, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ. I forgive you all your sins. Your sins of weakness are forgiven, and so is that weak nature, that worm, that evil nature, the snake. And even more, that worm, that snake, that old nature is, through daily contrition and repentance, drowned, so that it is not the old heart that is talking. It's a different heart, which from out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. If evil words come from evil hearts, how much more do good words, just words, come from hearts that have been made good, declared just, through the redeeming death of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit working through the means of grace. God gives to his children hearts that are childlike and believe his word. God gives to his pastors hearts that are pastoral and preach and teach his word. God gives to his deaconesses hearts of servants that are willing to serve his people. The gospel ends by saying, by your words you will be acquitted. Those are the gospel words that we speak, words that acquit the ones who hear us preach, but words by which we ourselves have first been acquitted. The Old Testament lesson with the worm ends with the strong declaration of how God uses his people that they may see and recognize and consider and gain insight as well, that the hand of the Lord has done this. And we end confident of what a worm in the hands of God can do and what God can do with a snake. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.